Speaking of favorites, boy, it's 8:13 in the morning on the Baltimore Blend. One of my favorites is the one and only Sharon Clark. She's been performing all over the world. We have had an opportunity to see her live, and I'll tell you what. Everybody says, if you want to hear Ella Fitzgerald, if you want to hear Sarah Vaughan, well, I'm telling you, Sharon Clark is a singer all unto herself. And guess what, Mikkel? As you know already.
She's definitely live on the phone right now, and her vocal dexterity covers the range of the modern jazz artists of yesterday and today. Sharon, good morning to you. How you doing?
Good morning, Mikkel. How are you?
I am well. We know that you're going to be in the area performing, and as Robert and you were talking offline and you and I having a bit of conversation, we know that you've been very busy lately. You've gone overseas. You've done a lot. Tell us what's going on with you.
Well, I'm getting ready. This fall season is my season for primarily to travel. A lot of things lined up overseas, and I'm really looking forward to being in Chestertown for a jazz festival.
You know, Chestertown is one of our favorite places. We go there every summer hanging out, courtesy of WEAA, and meeting all the jazz artists and hanging out. And having a local talent like yourself at Chestertown is really hands-on for us. What is that experience like to be at the venues that are in Washington or Baltimore and Chestertown and around the area? What is that like opposed to being out of the country?
Being in the country, it's always, you know, girl comes home. Mm-hmm. And it's always nice to perform for people who are on your home side. The difference between here and being in Europe or Russia or wherever I am, sometimes the audiences here can be a little talky.
Okay.
But I have to be in this this enclosed type of jazz thing, like Cadence Castle or Westminster Church or Blues Alley, to get that attention from the audience, where over there you could be anywhere, and it, you know, they come to a grinding halt to listen to jazz. That's the difference.
Wonderful.
Well, we certainly know, Sharon, that anytime you see you live, it's always a spellbounding affair. Your voice and the way you phrase and how the music works, it's absolutely a journey through all of the historic vocalists that we've ever had an opportunity to hear in jazz. And so we're really looking forward to the Chestertown Jazz Festival with you. And, of course, you're going to bring a band with you, aren't you?
I'm sorry, I can't hear
you. You're going to bring some musicians with you?
Oh, yes. I'll have Chris Grasso, my music director.
Absolutely.
And I'll have two Eastern Shore guys with me, Max Murray and Dominic Smith.
Oh, some outstanding musicians. Max Murray on bass. Chris Grasso, of course, is a pianist. Yeah, but we're going to really enjoy that.
Yeah. And it's, you know, it's fun to play with different people in different areas in the Washington metropolitan area. I met Max about maybe 3 years ago, I want to say, over at Rock Hall.
Okay.
And then I've known Dominic for quite some time, but you know, since they're in that area, I said, let's hire them.
Well, it's always outstanding. Tell us the time of the Chestertown Jazz Festival again, please.
It starts at 12:30, but my group goes on at 3 p.m. to 4 p.m.
So, in other words, get there early because we want to see it from beginning to end, and we don't want to miss you. Let me ask you a question. I know we don't have a whole lot of time this morning, so you're going to come back and join us for the Thursday Morning Live Jam Session. Is that a commitment?
Yes.
All right. Wonderful. So let me ask you one thing. Why is it that you embody the interpretive form of people like Ella Fitzgerald, Doris Day, or Sarah Vaughan? What is it about their interpretation of music that has really inspired you?
It's something that I grew up with, number one. And these ladies' voices are real voices. It's not just a screaming match.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just a race to get to that high note. They really take a song, pull it apart, see what's inside of it, and try to get inside of what the writer was trying to convey. And then they do it in their own way. Sarah Vaughan is my absolute favorite. And I tell anybody who wants to be singing, especially in the jazz genre, you have to listen to those big six. You don't have to mimic, but you can extract a whole lot from them. They've already laid the groundwork.
Yeah.
They've done it. They've made the easy part.
Mm.
You just have to do it and make it your own.
All
if you do borrow something, it's okay.
One thing we know for sure, Sharon Clark, when we attend one of your performances, you certainly embody all of that and more. And certainly in your own right, you have certainly set out your own territory for appreciation. Thank you, man. I tell you what, we're looking forward to this Chestertown Jazz Festival. It's Saturday, September the 12th. That means that's this Saturday. And we're going to be giving away a pair of tickets for any of our listeners who can call us right now at 410-319-8888. That's the eighth caller. We've got tickets available for Sharon Clark right there at the Chestertown Jazz Festival. Sharon, it's going to be magnificent.
Is. I'm staying overnight. I mean, I want to enjoy the whole thing.
I didn't want to cross the water to get there, but just listening to your music and having conversation with you, and I'm also a fan of Frederick Yone, so I will be there with friends in hand. We're going to do a group trip and just hang out, so I look forward to meeting you then.
Good. I look forward to it, too, Michaela.
All right. If you just joined us, we've been talking with Sharon Clark, the legendary vocalist who will be performing at the Chestertown Jazz Festival. That's this Saturday, September the 12th. And right now on the Baltimore Blend, we're going to give away tickets, two tickets, so you can attend and see Sharon Clark along with Stefan Scaggiari, Afro Bop Alliance, and Frederick Yone. Sharon Clark, all of her band with Chris Grosko and my man Max Murray on bass, all of that and more. Please give us a call right now. You got a chance to win those tickets at 410-319-8888. We're going to take the eighth caller. Thank you, Sharon Clark, for joining us on the Baltimore Blend.
You're more than welcome. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much.
I hear music, mighty fine music, the murmur of the morning breeze up.